today, as we close the whole Christmas season, we recall the baptism of Jesus, an event so important that it is mentioned in all four Gospels. Baptism and Eucharist are the two most important sacraments that we have. Their importance as sacraments of initiation are recognized not just by us Catholics, but by every Christian denomination. You become a follower of Jesus by baptism, and you stay a follower of Jesus by Eucharist. God's offer of adoption through baptism was actually demonstrated by Jesus himself, as we hear today. So in essence, baptism is God's adoption service. So after baptism, our status is changed. We no longer are orphans, persons without a home, but children of God. Our first reading in poetic language predicts Jesus, the chosen one of God, in whom God will be well pleased. This is echoed in our gospel when a voice came down from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Our second reading expresses a gift that is not to be hoarded, but which Jesus and God has, through his chosen Son, has said everyone is welcome to be a follower. God no longer has special chosen people. Anyone who is baptized becomes a son or daughter. St. Peter says in that reading, "In truth, I see that God has no partiality, opening up that sacrament to anyone who wishes to become one of God's children." And baptism is so special to us that we have in prominence on our altar, in our sacristy, our sanctuary here, we have a baptismal font. And I always say, why do we put something in prime real estate? As we think about it, we're doing something here that we do once in our lifetime. And most of us don't even remember it. Why do we have such a prominence of our baptismal font? For us, it's even more special because more than a few people have told me that in our copper patina of this trough, they can see the face of Jesus in there. And the element that we use for baptism is water. Water, what's essential for life, essential for our life here, and essential for life in our planet. When they look for life, possible life on Mars, they're looking for water because they know if there's water present, there's a possibility of life. Our bodies are 70% water. If you take out our bones, which are only about 30% water, they're around 70% water. Water is essential for our lives. The planet, interestingly enough, is about 70% water. Water is essential for life in our world, to the same proportion that it's essential for us. How interesting that is, how fascinating that is. And scientists do not know where water came from. There's no big faucet they found out in space yet for it to come down. They have no idea where water came from. Water can heal us, and it can refresh us. Water can injure us, and we can drown in it. Water can be made holy, as this water is. But water can be polluted to become a poison and kill us as well. Water, that essential element for our lives and the lives of our planet, is the symbol that we use and what we use for baptism because it's essential for new life as well. So what does Jesus' baptism tell us? What does today tell us about Jesus and about us? When we're baptized, we become the children of God. We become holy and sanctified. When Jesus is baptized, he makes the world holy. I call it a reverse holiness. When Jesus is baptized, he doesn't need to be made holy. He's the Son of God. But what he does do is every water that was poured upon him and poured upon the earth is made holy. The world is made holy by Jesus' baptism. What does that mean? First of all, physically, it's very interesting. Water molecules are never lost. They just recirculate. So it's very possible that when you get baptized, your children get baptized, there might be a molecule of water that was poured on Jesus' head. Because he evaporates, it comes down in rain. In fact, you may have a molecule of Jesus' baptized water in your very body. That's how interesting water is and why we use it for baptism. But more importantly, what does it mean that Jesus sanctified the world? What it means is that Jesus has agreed, God has agreed to be with us in the depths of our humanity. To go down as deep as we go and to go up as deep as we go. Jesus has said he will be with us when we are holy after going to confession and receiving the Eucharist. But he'll also be with us when we are polluted with sin and lying in a pond of gunk. He won't leave us. Jesus sanctified the world so that we cannot say, Jesus, you just don't understand how much I'm suffering. Jesus, you just don't understand how hard it is for me. Jesus, you don't understand how much the temptations make me sin. Jesus sanctified the world so we cannot say, Jesus, I'm too evil. Jesus, I've done too much wrong. Jesus, I didn't listen to you. Jesus, when you tried to comfort me, I turned you away. I can't be forgiven. We can't say that. We can't say because Jesus sanctified the world and our humanity. We cannot say, Jesus, I'm too weak. Jesus, I'm addicted to this. Jesus, I can't give that up. Jesus, you don't understand. We can't say that because Jesus has sanctified every human experience that we have, has participated in it. And what he's done by doing that is he raises our humanity up. We are now able to participate in God's divinity. So our humanity is raised up through the baptism of Jesus so that we become a new creation. We're now something different at our baptism because of the baptism of Jesus. And being raised up at that new creation, we understand the essentialness and why we use water. Because water is essential for life, and baptism is essential for new life. St. Paul said it best in this gift of life, this gift that we use of water, this gift of life and death. He said this, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life." St. Paul goes on, "For if we have been united to him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united to him in a resurrection like his." That's the precious gift that baptism offers. Our humanity has been raised up. We have been made new creations. And that's why the baptismal font sits prominently in church, and flowing waters, the living waters, are there. They're not to make you to try to go to the bathroom more often, which is often the case. They're there to remind us that through the living waters of baptism and through Jesus' baptism, We understand life. It has been raised up, but we also understand that it means death. And it also means, and it means eternal life through Jesus. The waters of eternal life given to us at baptism, sanctified by Jesus.